Another podcast time, another podcast time. Bringing up the hard liquor, another podcast time.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to, what is this called? Oh, God, why am I blanking now? Violent Ends, LAW Twilight, no, Westworld Review. There we go. For episode 35, 405, Zhuangzi. This episode, let's just get through it. I've been drinking and watching these episodes even slower because there's so much more going on that it takes me longer to review them. The first couple, I just flew through them. I was like, yeah, I got them. Introductory episodes. Sorry, I hit the microphone. William is out to dinner. I really enjoy this scene. It might be my favorite scene in the entire season. Even though nothing happens. But he's out to dinner. He's with a couple. And they're chatting. They're having like, it sounds like we're walking in like mid-conversation. And it sounds like a hoity-toity, like upper crust conversation where he's like, these people complain, but you know, I worked hard to get where I am. You know, obviously it helped having a silver spoon, blah, 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 but you know, I deserve it. And William's like, you really believe that, don't you? Like, you really believe, oh my God, I thought it was just an act, but you really believe that. He's like, what do you mean? How could you say that? And he's like, you don't know anything about me. What are you talking about? Like, what's my name? And he's like, and then Clementine comes in. I was thinking he was in the simulation and this was the real William. But no, it turns out it's Man in Black. And then Clementine walks in and she pulls him away to go deal with some lady named Hope, who is on a murder spree. She murdered everyone because she hunted an outlier and thinks she won the game? Question mark. And she's scheduled to ascend next week. And you're like, in the moment, you're like, what the fuck did any of that mean? And turns out it's because she's a robot and she's killing people. And she's, ascend is when they go into the sublime, I believe. This could be a horrible misinterpretation. That's what I gathered from watching the season now. I have done no research beyond just watching because why bother? But that's what I gleaned from that scene and rewatching it. And William's just like, there's no rules here, but like this shit is a lot of work. Like, I'm still pissed that you ruined all my hard work. That means there's no rules for what I can do to you now for not appreciating this place. And he's just like, send her back where she came from. And Clementine just walks up to her and smiles. And that's the end of it. And he goes back to that couple from before who were just waiting at that table. And the wife's staring at the food like, looks delicious. And they're both just kind of smiling awkwardly like, what do? We were told to stay here and we have to. It's a very uncomfortable scene for this couple. And he's just abusing the wife in front of him. Dolores goes to work and starts to create a new storyline. And it's very, very, very just 100% similar to her robot storyline as Dolores in Westworld. She's just saying that story. And this is, you know, spoiler for the end, but this is just her brain. The whole thing, her whole storyline is her trying to make herself realize what's really going on. You know, the unreliable narrator sort of thing. The boss comes up. The male model boss comes in. He's like, come into my office. Let's talk about this. And she realizes she can tell him what to do and he'll do it without question. And she just is like, because Teddy called him. Teddy called her and he's like, I'm probably skipping ahead, actually. Is that in the next episode? I feel like that's the next episode. Am I just going over the wrong notes? I don't even... Oh, my God. I think I am. This is shitty. I'm going over the wrong episode. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Forget I said that. I wasn't going off my notes there. I thought this is where the note would end, but no, it's not even now. Teddy calls and is like, hey, leave. Forget I just said any of that. Good God. Can you tell I've been drinking more since the last round? That was like half an hour ago now at this point, maybe more. We see Hale. She's in the middle of the street, and she's forcing people to dance, like ballroom dancing in the middle of the street. Man in Black interrupts it. She makes people sit in a chair, in a formation that makes it a chair for her to sit in, and then they walk back to, he walks back to the tower, and I was like, She basically, just lays out, hey, I saw this movie called Blade Runner. Here's the plot, is really what just happens. There's these outliers. When people meet the outliers, they're supposed to kill them. Seems like they get infected and they go crazy. They become outliers. It's like this infection when the robots encounter human outliers. And Hope and the girl who killed herself, which we saw when Charlotte's just like, hey, there's a fucking dead girl in my pool. And I guess they were both killing outliers. And again, this is like the inverse of season one, which is the hosts of the outliers. Now it's the humans that are outliers because they got the brain flies, which I can't believe I'm saying. The flies feel so shoehorned because they need to make sense for the inverse in the season one with the flies on the robots. Like, that's how you knew they were crazy, is when they swatted at the robots. Otherwise, they're supposed to ignore it because they're not supposed to kill anything. And it's really just really going way out of its way to make that a thing here. It feels shoved down your throat. It really does. They should have just done something else. It's so unnecessary for it to be flies. Like, maybe have a line of Charlotte like, we had to endure the flies out in Westworld, and now the humans will have to endure my murder flies, that my brain are taking over flies. I haven't settled on a name for it yet. It's stupid, but it's poetic. Get it? But no, it's just flies. Like, come on. This point, yeah. So now it's Blade Runner mixed with like The Matrix and a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy 3 with all the settings and everything. She sends the Men in Black after an outlier that they found out about, and so are the Rebels, because the Rebels arrive in the city with Stubbs looking for this outlier, the same one that Man in Black is coming after. Dolores meets up with Teddy at the, what I can only describe as the site of a Liberty Mutual commercial. It's the Liberty Bibbity. It's the, you see the railing looking out over the ocean. And it's just a Liberty Mutual commercial. That's it. It's all I could think about the entire scene. And it's an interesting scene because he's like, he tells her she's a god because she can make two women argue and then get along and then argue. Because that's what she does. He's like, make them, those people don't want to be left alone. Make them want to be friends with each other. And they look at each other, oh, looking at a book. And then your book. Your book sucks. And he's like, make them hate each other. Your book fucking sucks. Like, you can't hear them, but you're just imagining what they're saying. And it's just, it makes them hate each other. And the one woman walks away and he's like, see, I told you. The odds of that happening anyway, just two women out in the wild, just not getting along like that. Not impossible. It should have been like, make one attempt a backflip. That would have been fun to watch. Just smashing her head in the patio chair. That would have been fun. Could have made him do anything, but no, that's all she does. The Man in Black, he sees the rebels storming in the town. He uses the speakers to turn the hosts against the rebels when they're running in. So they all are like, they all froze, and then they turn around and look at them at once, and they're like, oh, fuck. Meanwhile, he's on the rooftop. He finds the outlier, and she's like, you see it too. And they look at the building that they're not supposed to see. They're supposed to go, it looks, that doesn't look like anything to me. But no, she sees it now. And she kind of puts her head on her shoulders. And then the rebels show up and shoot him. And then they take the girl. And Dolores, meanwhile, has to go leave Teddy because she has to meet up with her friend. Ends up being Hale. When you find out what happened in the end, I guess this is just a projection of Hale. Because in the moment I wrote down, is she hidden? Is she the hidden pet of her? Like, is Hale have her there as a hidden pet? Like, I just want to torture you because fuck you. And she's, because she got stuck in this machine. Or is she keeping tabs on her because she can't kill her, but she wants to control it, so she keeps tabs on her. You don't really know, but she's like pressing her for info in the most obvious fucking way. And Dolores realizes it, so she makes two people argue across the bar or bump into each other and uses that as an excuse to leave. This is the note I was trying to get to earlier. I was way ahead of myself there. So splice in for what I was saying earlier. The boss calls Dolores in, and then This is after she searched the computer database for Charlotte Hale, and she found nothing. She looked over herself as well, found nothing. The boss basically does one of those robot calibration fidelity tests on her. Like, have you ever questioned the nature? Like, that sort of thing. And then she turns the tables because after the boss threatens her, she starts to use, like, Maeve's powers to control him. Like, and then the boss went over to the desk and sat down. He realized he needs to get home because he's worked so many long hours. And he looks at his watch. He's like, oh, it's getting late. Divorce is a luxury I can't afford. If you know what I mean. So she has Maeve powers now. I wrote down, I want to play a clip, which I don't know if I've ever done in this show, but I want to play just a clip, real quick clip, if you will, of a clip. No, 53, I wrote down, 5304, here it is. So this is meant the Man in Black doing a weird, the Prestige / Way of the Gun speech. I like the speech.
There's a beauty to this world, an order. That's what we like to believe. We're not wrong. There is an order, a grand design. We made sure of that.
I'm not gonna play anymore, but that's a very similar speech to what he does in Way of the Gun, Ryan Phillippe. The Man in Black walks over and opens a chamber to find the real William. We already seen him. Man in Black is worried. He's questioning him, like, what are you guys doing to us? There's an infection. It's spreading to the robots, to the hosts. Like, what are you guys doing? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? And he's like, are you starting to question the nature of your reality? He's just kind of, like, poking at him. You can tell he's kind of setting something up. And then I was kind of realizing the reason he's like that, William, his arms are out, and I'm like, he's supposed to look like that guy in the center of the maze of that toy. And I was like, clever. Oh, okay. It is clever. It's cool. But it's like, okay. I wanted them to do more with his character here in this season, but what they do, especially when you find out the ending. Dolores meets up with Teddy. This is the last scene. He meets up with Teddy, and then he's like, do you see it now? And she looks up. She sees the tower. So she's starting to activate. She is officially an outlier at this point. That is the end of this episode. I just got a text from my wife to help. That's all she wrote. So I will be going. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.